USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden promising full federal support to six states hit hard by a deadly tornado outbreak, which may have been one of the largest such outbreaks in U.S. history. The president asking the FEMA chief to provide whatever help states need. And Kentucky needs a lot of help, according to the governor, Andy Beshear.
We will rebuild. We are strong, resilient people.
Governor Beshear is saying the death toll in his state could reach around 100 alone. At least six people are confirmed dead now at an Illinois Amazon warehouse after it collapsed during one of the tornadoes. But search and rescue operations for those still unaccounted for continue at the scene. John Griffin, a longtime CNN producer, facing multiple charges for allegedly luring underage girls to his Vermont ski home for, quote, sexual subservience training. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men, double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
It was the annual Army-Navy football game on Saturday, and Navy stunned Army in it 17-13 in the showdown at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Today, whether they cheer for Army or cheer for Navy, we ask that they would all soon come safely home. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
The U.S. Navy Academy honored a fallen SEAL team commander during the game. Commander Brian Bourgeois was injured during a training exercise in Virginia last weekend and died of his wounds on Tuesday when the Navy midshipman took to the field carrying the American Navy and Marine Corps flags. One player carried a SEAL Team 8 flag to honor the 2001 grad who was a four-year member of the Navy football team himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the candidates for governor of Georgia filing a lawsuit related to last year's election, as Republican David Perdue says he wants to look at absentee ballots from Fulton County, the county which is home to the city of Atlanta. President Biden narrowly won Georgia when he ran against then-President Trump last year. Perdue recently said he wouldn't have certified the results of the 2020 election. President Biden was on late-night TV, appearing on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC. The president said the political divide in America is only getting worse.
The QAnon and the extreme elements of the Republican Party and what Donald Trump keeps sort of, seems to me, feeding, you know, with the big lie, it makes it awful hard.
Noting that he was late to the show's taping because he was giving a eulogy at Bob Dole's service, and he noted that while they disagreed, they were always ultimately friends. And a British version of Saturday Night Live may soon be coming to the telly in the UK. Variety reports that a UK adaptation of the late-night series is in early development at pay TV operator Sky, which is owned by Comcast, which also owns NBC, which is home to SNL, which has been adapted already in several countries, including France and Poland and Japan and even China. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.